For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Halloween. If you're going to be out and about this evening, trick-or-treating, be very careful. Yeah, we got Dave Morris with us today. Good to have you here, Dave, and happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Halloween.
You got a bunch of leaves in your hand
today.
We're talking about the falling leaves. Most of the leaves are off the trees now.
Yeah, we got these a couple of weeks ago. You know, they're still kind of green, and they're very pretty, you know. Yeah. They fall down through the air, and you're going to hear them tonight when you walk around Halloween and crunching underneath your feet, right?
Right. Dave Morris is obviously with the City of Columbia, Water and Light, and specializes in keeping the home, our home, efficient.
Efficient, correct.
But today you wanted to talk about something on the outside of the house that a lot of times we don't give thought to, and that's our gutters.
The silent killer of most homes is,
is that what
gravity and water.
Yeah. So if you've got a lot of trees around your house, and even if you don't have a lot of trees around your house, when the wind is blowing, it blows the leaves around.
Right.
You could have leaves in your gutter stuck in the downspout and not realize it till we get a heavy rain.
That's right.
Then you look out the window and it looks like Niagara Falls coming off the side of the house because the gutters aren't working properly.
Right. And you may have been up there and thought, oh, that gutter is nice and clean. My job is done. You know, because going up a ladder and clean up the gutter is not the most fun thing to do. But you really got to look at those downspouts because this diagram will kind of show you.
Go to kbia.org. Click on Programs and Paul Pepper and go to the vodcast, and you can see what we're talking about. Because holding up a diagram here.
Most folks have a gutter and a downspout and kind of know what they are. But what happens a lot of times is your leaves will sit on top of these screens. If you've got screens on them, which is a good idea, and there's about five different kinds out there. Boy, some will work great, some will not work at all. How are yours working out?
Fine.
But you still got to get up there and clean out the little debris and stuff.
Right. Yeah. Actually, I did two different kinds of screens when I lived in town. I had the screens that went right over
the downspout hole.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I had the screens, because I had a whole lot of trees that were right over the house. The screens that you put over the entire length of the gutter.
Right.
But still, no matter what you do, leaves have a way of finding their way in those cracks and into the gutter.
Right here, right in these elbows.
And then it gets into the elbows.
Because they're crinkly metal, you know, and they'll grab whatever, and they'll build up, and they build up, and there's another spot here they can get them. So you might clean your gutters, but you also can make sure these downspots are clean.
And you know what I used to do, and I don't know if this is what you recommend to do, but after you clean the gutters out, get the garden hose.
Yeah.
Turn it on full force and stick it down the downspot, and then you watch the gunk that will come out of there. And this is the best soil in the world because it started decaying and it comes out black.
and the thing about it is that if you don't do that and you do get overflow, what's going to happen is this foundation area is going to get awfully moist over the wintertime, and you're going to start seeing cracks in your brick and your siding. Doors may not close well inside. You get some extra humidity will wick in through the basement. That'll cause your dehumidifier to work harder in the springtime. So it's a subtle kind of energy problem here. That's why I'm bringing this to your attention here.
Yeah.
Because we do forget these downspouts, and a lot of times I've had maple seedlings in these things
start growing, sprout in
and split the metal apart. They were so plugged up. You almost have to have a rebar or something to get that out of there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, I think we've all seen that at one time or another. You look up and you see houses where they've got trees growing out of the gutters. And you can tell that there was not a lot of maintenance done on those gutters in the past couple of years.
The hanging tree gardens.
Exactly, when you've got a tree sprout that's about a foot or so high.
Right.
And
right.
That can happen very especially with the maples.
Yeah.
The maples sprout very quickly.
And I tell you, I tried screens. I found I had a metal roof and a pretty good pitch. And I thought, oh, I got a ticket stuck underneath there. Fine. Well, then what happened? We got that snow. The snow ended up laying on top of the screen, then my water started dripping out like this way over, but the gutters didn't even work.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have screens on there like I did, and then I ended up having to take them off because the ice was a problem.
Okay.
So it's a constant battle.
Those are things that we need to think about. What else, Dave, as we go in? This is Halloween. Tomorrow's November 1st. What are some of the other things that we need to think about as we go into the cold weather season?
Well, you know, hopefully you've changed your filter. We've gone off filter. That's right. You know, your insulation level, you'll make sure that it's, you know, up to about a 12-inch level. You know, that's sort of the new standard now. Who knows what the next winter temperature is going to bring. You know, we had a pretty bad winter last year. 12 inches will pretty well prepare
12 inches. So if you don't have 12 inches up in your attic, if you go and get that roll out...
you can do that, or you can get the blown, or you can do it yourself by blowing.
Well, what would be the most efficient to do? To blow it or to lay a blanket down?
Well, it depends on if you're a do-it-yourself, or if you want to do it yourself and you can save some money, you can roll the insulation out. Biggest problem with the roll is that it's hard to get them to fit tight together.
Or does it make any difference if they
corners.
Don't fit totally tight together?
Yeah, you want to cover as much of it as you possibly can perfectly. So your corners are kind of hard to get, you know. Where the rafters come down from the roof, they make a knife that cuts that out so you can slide it up over the overhang.
Mm-hmm.
Or otherwise, here's your outside wall and your insulation stopping
here. Yeah, so you want to make sure that it fits all the way. So blowing it is going to go in better.
Yeah, you can catch those corners and it settles down in little nooks and crannies. A lot of times also when you use the bat, you might have air spaces between the old insulation and the new insulation. And we don't want air spaces there. We want insulation.
Now, my insulation is about 10 years old. Mm-hmm. It probably has settled, hasn't it?
Sometimes it can. Depends on how professionally it was installed when you first got it.
Mm-hmm. So if it's not 12 inches deep, so you shouldn't be able to see the rafters, right?
Right. Most rafters are 2x6s, about 5.5 inches tall.
So you should not be able to see the rafters.
Right.
When you look up in the attic, all you should see is insulation.
That's
if you can see rafters, you should put more in.
And, of course, the caveat on this is make sure that if you've got any projects that are going on downstairs, say adding a light or a fan, ceiling fixture, anything you want to be doing up in the attic, try to get that done first and then add the insulation so you don't have to go traipsing through it and messing up your job.
Okay. And if people want more information on any of this, on keeping the home efficient in summer or winter, they can give you a call or go to the website.
Right. Website called gocolumbiamo.com or call Water and Light, 874-7325, and ask for Dave Mars.
And one of the simplest things you can do also is make sure that your light, the switches that are on the outside wall, get those little foam pads and put them in there.
Yeah.
Because if you can feel cold air coming in,
yeah, and most really tight homes, that'll be your weak link, is your outlets on the exterior wall. And your hardware store's got this little gasket, easy to put in.
Okay. Dave, thank you so much for coming by. And we'll get you here maybe in the middle of winter time, and we'll talk about winter and the coming spring.
Yes.
Okay. Dave Martin, always a pleasure to have you here. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about asteroids, the possibility of asteroids colliding with the Earth. That should be an interesting topic. Our show directed by Travis McMillan, the Reynolds Journalism Institute audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you would like to watch this program or listen to it again, go to kbia.org, click on programs, click on Radio Friend, Paul Pepper, and sign up for a vodcast or a podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.